The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Besechet Zvachim, daf Mem Hei, and we're holding a Mem Dalet Amud Beit. At the Tanya, Rebbe Elazar Omer Mishum, Rebbe Yossi Aglili. And it's right after the two dots, that is about four lines down from the middle. So Tanya, Rebbe Elazar Omer Mishum, Rebbe Yossi Aglili. Remember that in the Mishnah we learned that there's a machlokus about whether there's a din of pigul on dvorim hanasim bifnim, such as the parman israfim that we spoke about in the Mishnah. And alibi the Rabbi Shimon, it has to be similar to shlamim, and only dvorim hanasim bachutz is shaykh pigul. L'maisa tanya Rebbe Lozer omer b'shum Rebbe Yosi. I'm going to take out the aglili. So that even though it says that there's a din of pigul on the Purim HaNisrofim, it depends. Pigel b'davar hanase b'chutz, then it would be pigel. But b'davar hanase b'fnim, lo pigel. Now let me explain what I mean. Suppose the Kohen is Eimed b'chutz, and in here the lashon of b'chutz doesn't mean, of course, of chutz of the Azorah, but chutz of the Heicha. So the Kohen is now Bachut, and he's saying he's about to do the Shechita. He's about to do the Shechita. The Shechita is done Bachut. He's already Shochet. L'hazot midamo l'machar. Now the Hazoya is going to take place Bifnim. No, that's not Pigul. Because over there, although it's a Machshava Bachut, it's a Machshava Bachut b'dover anasa Bifnim. That doesn't help, because even the Chachomi would learn out from Shlomi that it's not similar to Shlomi. And therefore, a machshava b'chutz b'dover hanaz b'fnim lo pigel. Suppose he was aimed b'fnim, and he says, "Hareini mazal manat lahaktir emurim lishpoch shirayim l'machar." Both of the things that he's thinking about are done outside, but the machshava is done inside. Also lo pigel, because it's a machshava b'fnim and a dover hanaz b'chutz, which is also not shlomi. So, in other words, whether the mefagel, the act of the mefagel, or the object of the pigul is bifnim, it's not included because it's not daim el shlomi. Aval, haya omid b'chutz, let's say that the Kohen was standing outside, and he's going to do now a ma'is of shchita outside. Hareni shochet, lishpoch shirayim, which is also done outside, chutz l'zmano. Ola haktire murin, which is also done outside, also chutz l'zmano, l'machar. So then, that is pigul, because then it's a machshava b'chutz, on a dover hanasa b'chutz. So despite the fact that the korban itself, the hazoy of the korban, is nasa b'fnim, that's irrelevant, because we're learning out from shlomi something that is similar to shlomi. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds, on a korban that's nasa b'fnim b'chlal, it's not shayach pigul. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mikra, where exactly do we learn out this halacha that the dinim of shlomim define the nature of pigul, even legabe dvarim and hasa b'fnim? Because if you take a look in the parsha, the parka in Mashiach, you find a very strange thing. It says there, kasher yuram mishor zevach hashlomim, v'tiram ha-kohen ha-mizbech ha-olah. Now, for heaven's sakes, we know that the din of the parka in Mashiach is complete. That was the Makor, where we're learning all the halachas. Anything that was Yuram, from the Shor Zevach HaShlomim, it says Beferish, in the Parsha of the Parkor and Mashiach. So I ask you, V'chima lamadnu Mishor Zevach HaShlomim yata? What the heck is the reference here to the Shor Zevach HaShlomim? It's a self-contained Parsha. Ela, what is the point of mentioning this? Makish Parkor and Mashiach L'Shor Zevach HaShlomim. The point is to tell us that there's a hekesh of the dinim of the parkor and Mashiach, which is nasa bifnim, to the zevach hashlamim. So just like, and therefore we can't say that since the makor is shlamim, so memela, it doesn't apply bichlal to parkor and Mashiach. So it's beferish it applies to parkor and Mashiach. So then how does it apply? To tell me that just like the shor zevach hashlamim, by definition, all of the ma'asim and all of the machshavot anyway are only on mizbeach hachitza. So that's the only part that a shayach pigul. Af parko en Mashiach, In order to be mefagel, achu makshavotav u'ma'asav al mizbeach hachitzon. So here we have both elements. We have the comparison to Shlomim, and we have, nonetheless, an insistence that that comparison to Shlomim does apply to Parkai Mashiach. Therefore, we can't exclude it completely to say that it's because it's not on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Must be therefore that those elements that are shared, both in the mode of making the pigel, the machshava, which would be at the Shlomim, would also be applicable to the chelek that's bachutz of the parkon mashiach, or any other carbon that is a nasi bifnim. Those things that are affected, those avodas that are done bachutz, such as the imurim or the shvicha shirai, those are the only thing that we could be referring to in terms of the machshavas pigul. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rabba Baravua, Omer Rav, halacha k'Rebbe Elazar. That's actually how we pass it. That, of course, it's shayich pigul on the Purim on Israfim. However, it has to be a machshava b'chutz about a dover anase b'chutz. So this is how we pass him, like Rabbi Elazar Shomer Mishum Rabbi Yos. Omar Rav, what is that supposed to mean, halachic? What are you passing halachas for when Mashiach comes? Well, you don't think you'll be able to ask Mashiach what halach is? Hilchot ala Mashiacha. What's the point of passing halachas for Mashiach? Omar Le Abaya, I understand. Are you saying we should throw out Zvachim? What are you saying? So, why don't we just throw out this whole Masechta? I mean, after all, what do we have to learn it for? It's not Negea Halacha, is it? Because it's Hilchot Al Mashiacha. Obviously, we all know the reason for that. It's Drosh Lekabel Sechar. We know that the Drosha per se, the understanding, is itself its own Sechar. But we need to be able necessarily to actively apply these Halachas. So I'm telling you, Drosh Lekabel Sechar, what are you sitting here complaining? Rav, what's the matter with you? I'm talking about not learning. I'm talking about paskening halacha. You don't see a difference. What are you, from Shas or something? You don't see the difference between learning halacha and learning a sugya. It's two completely different issues. I'm telling you, hilchot halacha. What do you have to pasken halacha for? It's nogeya. Anyway, who's going to accept your psak? Bizman HaMashiach, you don't think there'll be other people to make a psak? They look at you like you're crazy. What are you telling me the psak for? We'll decide ourselves what the psak is. So be sure if it's nogeya psak, you have to tell me what the psak is. It's not nogeya. You have a base of English, the paskin pigul now. Don't tell me a halacha. There's nothing on my halacha kamina. I'm talking to you about paskin halacha. That's where he asked the question. Hilchot al Mashiach. Our dear president walked in exactly at the right moment.
Dr. Haida Commissioner.
Wow, really, you can tell the whole Kedusha Shabbos licked in the rhyme. Kotche ovde kochavim, in chayavim aleihem, mishum pigul notar v'tamei. So, we started talking about the relationship of pigul nisa v'tamei already before. And as usual, this introduces now the relationship of pigul nisa v'tamei in other things as well. And that is that even though we know that there's a specific pasuk that we learn out from ish, the ish we Beit Israel is merames, the extra ish, that nochrim are also included in the dinim of nodrim, and matonos, and nodvim, korbonos, exactly as Yisrael are. The question is, what is the din of those korbonos? Comes along Rabbi Shimon to say that even though they have kedusha, but if the kohen is mefagel, a korban of a goy, or leaves over the korban of a goy, or it becomes tamei, or a person is tamei and eating that, or you do shechita b'chutz, in all of these cases you'd be potter. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, we'll see why. We learn on each one of these halachas a miut in the parsha, the relevant parsha of pigul, neiser, tamei, and shechitas chutz. And Rabbi Yossi in all of the above is mechayev. So let's see where we get this from. Tana Rabbana. First of all, kotche ovdei kochavim. When it comes to the din of me'ila, the halacha is lo nehanim, but lo nehanim is a derabbana, because it also says, v'lo mo'alim. There is no me'ila on kotche akum. So if a kohen is mafagel, or it was left over, or a person tome eats it, there's no chiyuv. Ve'in osin timura. Furthermore, they cannot make a tmura on this korban. Furthermore, ein mevi'in nesachim. They cannot bring a korba nesachim. Now we're going to learn out later that it's possible to take the nesachim that you would normally bring with a korban and be mekabel on yourself. Harei alayim minchat nesachim. A goy cannot be mekabel himself in minchat nesachim. He's only included in the parsha of the korbanos that open up the ish, the beginning of Vayikra, that they're not during the Dor v'Nedavos, those things that are mentioned there.
So
however,
just an
ola? That's a machlokas tanoi, whether it's only Eilos or it's even Shlomi. The ein mevim the sachim b'fnei atzvam, but the korban that they're bringing, there's a din in the korban, that a korban requires the sachim. That's something else. And over there, the halacha is that if the goy doesn't bring the nesachim with the korban, there's a tanai bezdin to bring it from the trumat alishka, as we saw in the Masechet Shkalim. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Omar Rabbi Yossi ro'eh ani v'chulan lahachmir. I say we have to be machmir all these cases because shenem arba en la'ashem in the very same pasuk where it says ish ish, it says be beis Yisrael, and we learn out from the extra ish that we're marba of the kachavi, and over there it says beferish that yagdush la'ashem, which means as all of the dinim of Bnei Yisrael in terms of how they are shaykh to kodesh shamayim ba'me devarim amurim. This goes now back to Rabbi Shimon. Where do we say this halacha that Mi'ila is only true by Yisrael? That's only by Kotche Mizbeach. Ava b'Kotche b'dekabayit, as we'll see later on, the logic of this, mo'alim b'hem. So the Kotche b'dekabayit, that's a din in ownership, rather than in the yichud of the Kedusha's usage. Over there is a din of Me'ila, and all of this we're going to see what they're arguing in terms of the Psukim. So, we start off with the statement of Rabbi Shimon, that Kachei Obdei Kochavim lo nehenin v'lo mo'alim, meaning, lo nehenin, that is to say, Mirabbanan, v'lo mo'alim, why not? Because we learn out Me'ila, chet chet mitruma. By Me'ila, it said that, by the way, all of these limudim that we're going to have here are famous limudim that are used many, many different ways. These gezeirah shavas and hakeshim that we're going to be mentioning. And many of them we've had before, we've had even recently, so that you'll recognize them. So when it comes to the dinim of Me'ila, by Me'ila it says, by v'chat'a, by Truma it says, V'lo Yisu Alav Chet. That Chet that it says by Truma, as we've seen many times, is a reference to V'lo Yechalalu Kachei B'nei Yisrael. That's Dafka B'nei Yisrael. So since by Truma it says B'nei Yisrael V'lo Avdei Kochavim, then that would apply there. For Lo Yechalalu Kachei B'nei Yisrael Asher Yarimu L'Hashem applies also to the din of Me'ila. That's how Rabbi Shimon says he knows that there is no din of Me'ila. Furthermore, En chayavin alav mishum pigul notar v'tamei. Why is that? Well, because you'll remember that pigul, we learned that before, from Gezeirah Shava. Avon, avon, minotar. So we had, ochlav avono yisa, keskodesh Hashem chilel. And then we had and tisa avona. That's the v'nichrata. So that lotion of avon that appears both by pigul and nota tells me that the dinim are the same. So what? Ah, because the next piece we saw this also. Notar itself is learnt out from tuma. Chilul, chilul, mituma. So we just said, by the notar it says, kies kodesh Hashem chilel, and by tuma it says, v'yinazru, mikazru, mikache b'nesra, v'lo yechalelu. So the din of chilul applies by both of them. And we know that by tuma it says, b'feirush, lo yechalos kache b'nei Yisrael, specifically. Why doesn't it just say, v'lo yechalelu kachim? Because it's coming to tell me that the din of Tumah is limited to Bnei Yisrael, the law of the Kochavim. Furthermore, Tanya is Rabbi Shimon, Ve'en Osim Tumura. My Tanya, how do we know that an Akum, Kedushas Akum, doesn't create Tumura? To eat Kaish Tumura Lama Serbeima. Because we have a fascinating, when you're learning the Chumash, you're shocked by the fact that the dinim of Tumura appears suddenly in the middle of Maaser again. What does Tumura have to do with Maaser? For some reason, in the middle of Maaser Behema, the Torah speaks about the din of Tumura. And we know that Maaser Behema is compared to Maaser Dagan because it says Aser to Aser. So from there we learn, B'shnei Maasrot HaKatuv Medaber, one of them is Maaser Behema, and one of them is Maaser Dagan. And it says by Maaser Dagan, it says Beferish the halacha of Bnei Yisrael. So ki as maaser Bnei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem truma natati l'alaviim. That's a din in Bnei Yisrael and not Nakum. Since maaser dagan is that way, that teaches us that maaser beima is that way. And if maaser beima is that way, then the hekesh to tmura teaches us that tmura is that way. From whence we derive, there is no halacha of tmura by an akum. Wait a minute. You're learning this out of a hekesh. How can you learn one hekesh to apply to another hekesh? You're learning out maaser from maaser. And then that you're applying now to the din of tmura. We're talking about kachim over here. How can you apply a hekesh to another hekesh? I thought you're not allowed to be lama davar milama. V'chi davar alameid behekesh, chozeru malameid behekesh. Well, it's not a problem. The makor of the hekesh is maaser dagan, which is not kodesh. It's chulin. There's no din of kedusha taking off maaser on dagan. Only a maaser beima is it kodesh. But the makor of this hekesh, where it says b'nei Yisrael, is chulin. Wait a minute, but that's a big machlokas. Is the din of ein lamedim lamad min alamad defined by the lamad or defined by the malamed? That's a machlokas. Do you go according to the makor or do you go according to what you're learning out? This limitation of not applying limud 1 to limud 2. So that's very nice, according to Mandi Omar, who says, you always look at the makor of the malamed, that which is teaching to the other thing. In this case, what's teaching? Maser dagan. Okay, maser dagan's chulin. So I don't care if it's a two-staged limud. So then it would be all right. Bater malamedas lina. But what about if you hold according to the Mandi Omar, who says bater lamadas lina? That you go according to what's being learned out. What's being learned out is kodesh. You're telling me a din of tmura. By maser from maser beima. Maser beima you're deriving from something that's chulin. But who cares where you're deriving it from? What's important is what the derivation is. So then ma'ik lamim. What are you going to say then?
The first derivation or the second derivation?
First derivation. Ela answers the Gemara. Maser, you're right. Let's try that again. Maser beima. It's very simple. You don't need to go to Maaser Dagan. Directly, one limud. Tmura has the din of Maaser Beima. But Maaser Beima is by definition not shaykh to a goy. Because the only makor of the din of Beima, of korbanos, is Ish Ish. And that Ish Ish, which includes Akum, is stated Dafka Lagabi Nidorim V'Nidobot. So it's over there, Asher Yakriv. Maaser is not Asher, it's not up to him. Maaser is a halacha of a chova. Omnam, it's a chova she'en kavu al hazman. It's only where you have maaser, but lamaaser it's a chova. So whether it's a chova she'kavu al hazman, obviously, can a goy bring a chatas, an arsham? No chova. He cannot bring a chova. He can only bring a dorim that are things that are nidav and nidav. And even there it's a machlokas, maybe only ayla. Perhaps it includes a shlomim as well. And since maaser beima is a chova, albeit a chova she'en kavu al hazman, chova she'en kavu al hazman kavua, only Yisrael maite, of dekel chavim lo maite. I don't need to have a limud for that. I don't have any inclusion in the first place. So that's a given. That's the din of the maaser. Since that's the din of the maaser, memela, that's the din of the tmura. All of these are the makaris of Rabbi Shimon, who says that these above dinim, whether we're talking about Tuma, or we're talking about Me'ila, or Nicer, or Pigo, or Tumura, do not apply by Kedushas Akum.
Does that mean that nothing happens to the animal?
Correct.
Nothing happens?
No, what do you mean? Of course it doesn't mean nothing. It means that there's no chiv if you eat it. If you eat it, yeah.
Everything else is...
Yeah, of course. It's obviously, it's a makabal. The Ein, Mivi'in, Nisachim, and furthermore... There's no nisachim, and that means nisachim bifnei atzma. Tana Rabbana, the makor of that halakha, as we'll see, is kol ha'ezrach yaseh kacha et ele, la'kriv yishereach nichoch la'ashem, from where we learn that anybody who wishes to be neidev or neider, a korban of nisachim, he can be. But who? Kol ha'ezrach. Dafka ha'ezrach ha'nad anakum. So Ezrach mevi nesachim, ve'en oved kochavim mevi nesachim. But you would think, therefore, that maybe if a goy brings a korban, that korban doesn't require nesachim? No, that's irrelevant. Yocholot hei olato tu'una nesachim? No. Talmud lomar, kacha yaseh l'shor. That's a din in the shor. That's a din in the ayil. That's a din in the keves. This is how you have to treat the animal. It has nothing to do with the guy who's being makriv the animal. So the animal requires the nesachim when it's brought. If the guy sends the nesachim, fine. If the guy doesn't send the nesachim, so we have the tanai beit din that we take it out from public funds. But it's certainly a din in the korban. Omer Rabbi Yossi, to which Rabbi Yossi says, I don't agree with any of the above. I hold that the din of the Akum is exactly the same as the din of Yisrael. Because, Ilamaisa, I mean, even the very limud, the original limud of the Akum, is ish, in the same post that it says, B'nai Yisrael. So what are you telling me? That the fact that in all these places it says B'nai Yisrael means only B'nai Yisrael and not Akum? If in the very primary posik it says, in the din of the Akum, B'medvar Mamurim, and then we go on to say that that's true, even Ali Bid Rabbi Shimon only because is Beach, that there's no Me'ilah, but by Berek Abayat there is. So, first of all, how do we know that? My time. What gives you the idea that there's a different set of Me'ilah for Kachem Berek Abayat than for Kachem Mizbeach? That's a big kiddush, no? His svara is, my time. Kosovar ki gamra Me'ilah chet chet mitruma. The din of Me'ilah, as we just saw earlier, we learned it out from Chata'a B'Shkaga to Yisalaf Chit. And that is the Mekor of the comparison in the first place. But then it has to be similar to Truma. So if Truma is Kodesh Kedushas HaGuf, then that's where the limitations of B'nai Yisrael would apply. Aval Kedushat Berek HaBayit, which is not similar to the Kedusha of Truma, over there it's Kedushat Damim. There, we're not comparing it. Tana Rabbana. Dam shenitma v'zoriko. If the dam itself became tame, and we know that the tzitz is meratza for the tumah of the olim. So even though dam is possible for the mizbeach, but if it's brought, then the tzitz is meratza. So if that was done b'shogeg, then the korban was meratza. But if it's done b'mezid, then the korban is not meratza. Now that din is only halacha d'rabbanan. Midioraita, it has nothing to do with the intent. So even if it was brought b'mezid or became tamei, that's already a question that we'll see later on. But obviously Bezdin cannot say that it's not hurtza at all and you should bring another korban, because then that would be maybe chulin l'mizbeach. I mean, you can't bring chulin l'azara, correct? So they can't be Machayev you to bring another carbon. When it says lo hurtza, it's a knas that we cannot eat it. So over there, okay, it's b'shev al tas, even though there's a mitzvah to eat it. That they can tell you not to eat. But in terms of bringing another carbon, the kapora was chal. So the Baalim gets his carbon. Ba'meh devarim amurim b'yachit, ava b'tzibur, bein b'shogeg, bein b'bezid hurtza. But when it comes to kedusha from an ovdei kochavim, then bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid lo hurtza. So they said this over Amur Rabbanu Kameder of Papa. We would assume, Rebbe, they said, that this is going to look Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi said Amar b'kulan aniro ebeem lachmir. So if Rabbi Yossi held that the din of Akum is the same as the din of Yisrael, how could you say that there's no din of Ritzvah Tzitz? It should be the same thing as there is for Tumas for anything else. So apparently, it has to be going Shalok Rabbi Yossi. Omar Lo Rav Papa, no, it's not true. This was said according to everybody. Because Afilu Temer Rabbi Yossi, it's different over here. Shiny Hata, the Omar Krova Hayal Meitzach Aharon, and there it says, V'nasa Aharon et Avonak Kodashim. Over there, it mentions Asher Yagdishu B'nei Yisrael. So you say, okay, so what's the Nafkamina? Over there, it also says B'nei Yisrael. The Nafkamina is that it says B'ferish over there, Nafke L'Ratzon Lahem, Lifnei Hashem. Since it stresses Lahem, even though you'll say they're included in B'nei Yisrael, but it's certainly not included in Lahem. Lahem V'lo L'Avdei Kochavim. That's not true. Because then you go right back to the original pasuk, and you could say by the din of Tuma itself, v'yinazru mikachei b'nei Yisrael. So you said, okay, b'nei Yisrael. To me, that's the same. Very nice. But it also goes on to say, asher heim makdishim li. And you're saying, well, what if it says heim? That already is different. So then you should say the din of Tuma, Ali ben Rabbi Yossi, does not apply to Akum. But he says it does. So don't try to tell me that the word heim or mehem is going to make the difference. It's not, obviously, because if it were, then he would have argued, wouldn't have argued on Rabbi Shimon the Gabi Tuma. He would have said, well, I agree. The other cases where it just says B'nai Yisrael, it says Ish Ish by B'nai Yisrael also. But when it comes to Tuma, Shehem Magdishim, I'll have to agree with you. But he doesn't agree. So apparently your deal is incorrect. And the fact that it mentions L'ratzon Lahem is irrelevant. So Elamiyata is inside. Elamiyata Shehem Magdishim. You should say the same thing. Hachinami, are you going to say, Aliba the Rav Yossi, Heim Velo of Deko Chavim? Obviously not. Elam Ravashi, sorry. The word was not the Heim. The word was the L'ratzon. The Ratzon Lahem. He was stressing the wrong word. The Lahem in Achinami, in the context of a B'nai Yisrael that's been expanded to include Ish Ish, that doesn't bother me. But you cannot, by no stretch of the imagination, do we find the concept of Ritzri for Akum. So the din of L'Ratzon, where do we ever see L'Ratzon by an Akum? The din of L'Ratzon, the whole element of L'Ratzon, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes Merutzeh to his people, to his children. But there's certainly no din of Ritzui for an Akum. I'll accept a sacrifice. Goyim bring sacrifices. They don't bring Korban. That's good for the question whether it's Shayach or Korban Shlomi. An oil is a sacrifice. I burn it to God. The Mela, okay, good. I'll take it. You know, you want to abuse me a little bit, it's all right. But they certainly don't expect me to enjoy it. I mean, it's certainly not going to be Merutzeh to you.
Okay, the commissioner.
Now, that we've established the interrelationship between the various things, Tuma, Neiser, and so on, let's also discuss which parts of the Korban. Remember, when it came to Pigo, we were very limited in the elements that could be Chayav Mishum Pigo because of the din that it has to be a Dovashe Shlamatirin. If it's a Dovashe Shlamatirin, even though it's perfectly edible, a Kaimitz is perfectly edible, but nonetheless, it's not a Dover that a Chayav Mishum Pigo. But that is a special type of pigo. Even those things that you're not chayev on pigo, you would still be chayev mishum notar, or you'd be chayev mishum tuma, except for the dam. Even though the dam, the only reason you weren't chayev was because of the fact that it is the matir, it doesn't have matirin. Nonetheless, there's a reason why there's no chayev on dam either for noser and tuma, as we'll see. Rabbi Shimon mechayev only b'davar shadar kam lecho. Even though earlier we learned out from the pasuk vehabasar kol tor yochal basar. What is the meaning of vehabasar? To teach me the halach of chibat hakodesh, that there's such a thing as expanding the din of what is considered to be oichlin when it comes to kodesh into things that are usually not viewed as edibles, and nonetheless they have a din of eichlin and are mekabel tuma, and that would include even the wood that's on the mizbeach, or the levaina, which is not an edible thing, the frankincense, or the ketoret. Nonetheless, says Rabbi Shimon, that I hold that even though they're included, but they're not derech to be necha. And since lo maisa, they're not food, ein chayav lo mishum tuma. It's not possible to be mechayev on something that is not edible for a human being. Rabbanan learned this from Vehabasar, that there's a chiyav even on something that is not derech achila. Tana Rabbanan, yachol lo yu chayavim mishum tuma, el al davar sheyesh lo matirin, bein la adam, bein la mizbeah. You might think, and I'll tell you in a moment why you might think that. You might think that tuma is limited exactly the same way that pigul is limited. Just like when it came to pigul, it has to be something that has a matir, and not that it itself is the matir, or that there are no matirin. It has to have a matir. That should be true about tuma. You know why? Because of a dinu. It's a kal v'chomer. If pigul, now pigul is much more chamur than tuma is. Here we're talking about tuma tagu. Why? First of all, if somebody eats pigul b'shogeg, he's chayef to bring a korban chatat kavua, because pigul z'chiyev karet brings a normal chatat kavua. And furthermore, you don't need the whole jazz about first knowing it was pigul, and then forgetting, and then eating it. You did it without knowledge, you find out, you bring a korban. That's a typical case of shogeg, b'yedia achat. Furthermore, tell me, is there ever an occasion that the Torah says you can bring pigul l'chatchila? Never. So it's not uter michlolo. By tuma, you can bring tuma l'chatchila. If rov of the tzibur is tame, you're allowed to bring the tuma. So you see that tuma is much more kal than the pigle is. Because the pig, the tumah does not have a chatas kavua. It only is a korban oil of a yare. If you can't afford to pay for a behema, you can pay for the lowest level korban, and the korban oil of a yare costs you 2 cents. You bring yourself a little bit of solat, and you already have a korban that's bakapra on you. Furthermore, in order for you to become chayav in the korban in the first place, you first needed to know the dinim of tumah, and you needed to know that you're tamei, and you needed to know that this is kodesh. And if any of those things were missing, then even though you found out you did something wrong at the end, there's no chayav at all, because you need your dia b'tchila ubisof. And so if that's the case, for sure you should only be chayav en odin tumah, which is a korban oil of a yoreh. And it's b'shtei yediot, and it's utra mechlol in the case of the tzibur, ein odin, she'en chayev al adav she'esh lo matirin, bein la adam, bein la mizbeach, just like pigo. Now you see it makes a great deal of sense. Why I would have thought that? So how indeed do I know that the halacha by tumah is different? That's because, once again, getting back to our posik, the v'yinazru mikachei b'nei Yisrael, there it says, v'lo yechal loshem, because you are share heimagdishim li. What's Joshua? Heimagdishim li? Anything that they're magdish to me. So even if it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it still has all of these dinim of the Yisra v'achila b'tumat haguf. Yachol miyad. You might think that the moment that it's Kadesh, it has all of these dinim to be Mechayev for Tumah. Therefore, Talmud Lomar comes along the Pasuk to say, then the continuation now of that Pasuk, of the Beryl B'nai Yisrael, the B'nai Aaron, V'yinazru Mikachei B'nai Yisrael. So there it says, tell them, tell B'nai Aaron, Kol ish asher yikrav mikol zarachem al hakodashim asher yagdishu b'nei Yisrael la'ashem. Whatever they are, but it's asher yikrav. What does asher yikrav mean? But it's a din in the gia. It's not a din in the gia that we learned out earlier. It would only be a din in achila. So why does it say asher yikrav? Anybody who comes close, Allah should have comes close, doesn't make any sense. I mean, if it comes close, so what does that mean? Oh, the din of asher yikrav mikol zarachem. That's teaching me, Dafka, as Rabbi Elazar pointed out, Omar Rabbi Elias, v'chi yesh nogea shul chayav. You're not chayav for touching. Elamat amud lomar yikrav. It means that it has to be ro'i l'akrava. So it's the kachim that are shayach to be asher yikrav. Buchshar basar likarev hakatuv bedaber. It had to have gone through whatever was necessary to make it ro'i for hakrava. Okay, so what do I mean? If it needed a matir, let's say it needed dam, so fine, you brought the matirin. It doesn't have matirin. It has to be roy to put on the mizbeach because I put it into a kli. And now it's kadosh to be put on the mizbeach, like the komets that I put in a kli. It's not a din in matirin, as we just said, but it's a din in akrova. So whatever is the necessary step to make it roy to put on the mizbeach, that has to be done. But not that it's similar to pigol and being the type of thing that has matirin, that's not the issue at all. So ain lo matirin, that's seven mishi kadesh pikli. Okay, so you now have addressed one part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said two things. It says, chayavin alayim mishum notar or mishum tameh. You explain to me why tameh has a broader set of chiyav than pigol does. But how about notar? How do you know that that's true by notar as well, that there's a din even on things that ain't no matirin, that weren't shaykh to people? How do you know? Notar minola. Oh, that's very simple. Remember that notar, we always learn, chilol, chilol, mituma. There is this v'lo yechalalu by the kodshei b'nei Yisrael, and we found exactly the same lashon by notar. Yeah, but remember that notar, also we learn out oven, oven from pigol. So now how do you know which way to go? On the one hand, the notar is being compared to tumah. And you've told me what the din is by tumah, and I see that. But how do you know not to compare notar to pigol, as we so often do? Because that's the avon, avon, where the nisiyat avon, remember, appeared in both psukim. So maybe the din of notar should be similar to pigol. Well, I mean, it's mistavra. Mitumah have a male. I mean, isn't it obvious we have a choice of comparing notar to tumah or notar to pigol? Of course you're going to learn it out of tumah, because remember, good old gezel, and of course that's a simen. So gezel means goof, Because both notar and tumah is a psul in the actual physicality of the korban, as opposed to pigo, which is a problem in consciousness and not in something physical that takes place. So both of them are goof issues, and therefore they're very, very similar in that. And furthermore, you need zrika. You don't need zrika. Pigo doesn't even take place until you do the act of zrika. That's what's koveya for pigo. There's no such din when it comes to the dinum of tuma and notar. So mamel, it's not the zrika that defines the notar in any way. And therefore, it's not a zrika issue the way the pigal is. So that's the zion of our simon. And what's more, there's also one other issue. And that is, in both cases, we have the concept of being michalel, which is the chilul, the gezel. Wait a minute. There's a much better simon. I mean, if you're looking for simons, let's get a little story out of the deal, you know? Because in pigo, you remember that hutar tzitz tahar bizman karev. So that story will remind you that both notar and pigo are not hutar. Tumah is hutar mikhlolo, like we said. You can actually bring tumah lechatchila, so that you don't share that with tumah. You share that between the notar and the, specifically not tumah, and the notar and the pigo. They're not hutar. Furthermore, the tzitz has something to do with notar? Nope. Tzitz has something to do with pigo? Nope. It says lo yeratzeh. So what does it have to do with tumah? Huh? So then tumah is unique. Why would I compare notar to pigo? I'm not going to compare notar to tumah. Furthermore, the next one is tahor. Both of them are dinim now in tahara, and therefore the idea is not at all similar. So that they're both talking about korbanos that are tahirim, but have these other issues. Furthermore, they're both bizman. Notar and pigo are so similar because they're dinim in time. One is physical time and one is consciousness time, but it's both elements of the issue of the limitations of time. And therefore, they're not similar. Tumah has nothing to do with time at all. And not to mention the fact that it's only, both of them are in the karev. They're in the korban. The din of tumah has nothing to do with the korban. The din of tumah has to do with the guy who's bringing the korban. It's the only, all those dinim are tumat aguf. There's no chiyuv on tumat basar except the regular lav. And, by the way, in case you can't count, our story is longer than Gezel. So, the Hanak Nefishin, there's more of these, the huta tzitz tahor bizman karov. Ah! 5 against 3! So, of course, we should follow the limud bedafkanat from tumat. So now you're left with the question. How do we know that notar does not apply only to things that are similar to pigo? Okay, let's take that from the top. Ella minatamim Levi. Sorry about that. It's because of the way Levi learns it out. The Tani Levi. Levi said, look, minayin she'af bepsul zman hakatuv minaber. All along we've been learning out v'yinazru mikachei b'nei Yisrael v'lo yechalalu. That thing is talking about tumah. But Levi pointed out, it's not only talking about tumah. It's got to be talking also about the psul of zman itself, of the notar. Because it says, lo yechalelu. Lo yechalelu is b'shnei chilulim hakatuv medaber. Echad psul notar, and over there, because chilul is a word that applies by notar. That's the only other place we found it. Tes kodesh Hashem chilel. So it says lo yechalalu instead of lo yechelu. Lo yechalalu would imply a chilul that comes from tumah and a chilul that comes from notar directly. We don't have to choose what to compare it to. It's mentioned beferish in the pasuk of v'yinazru. And therefore, just like we learned out v'yinazru is on anything, asher hem makdishim li, so true by notar. Everything is included, even things that would not be included in the Zavar Sheshlamatiri of Pigel. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar, Amar Mishum, Rabbi Yossi. Pigel, B'davar Anase, Bachutz Pigel. B'davar Anase, Bifnim, Lo Pigel. Ketzad. Hayomed Bachutz V'yomar, Areni Shochet, La'azot Amolamachar, Lo Pigel. Shemachshava Bachutz, B'davar Anase, Bifnim, Lo Pigel. Hayomed bifnim ve'amar eni mazeh amanat lakter morim v'lishpok shirayim lochar. Also lo pigel. Shemakshava bifnim bedavar nase b'chutz is not pigel. Aval hayomed b'chutz ve'amar eni shochet v'lishpok shirayim lemachar, which is outside. Olak tirei morim lemachar, which is outside, then pigel, because you have a machshava b'chutz on a davar anase b'chutz. Omer Rabbi Yashur ben Levi Mikra, kasher yuram mishor zevach hashlamim. Now come on, mala madnu mishor zevach hashlamim me'ata. Everything that appeared by the shor zevach hashlamim appears over here by the parkor and Mashiach. Ela, it must be makish parkor and Mashiach shor zevach hashlamim to define the nature of pigel. That just like the shor zevach hashlamim, ach yum asav u'machshavotav al mizbeach hachitzon, av parko in Mashiach, ad shu machshavotav u'ma'asav al mizbeach hachitzon. Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Baravu, Om Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Elazar, shamar mishum Rabbi Yossi. Om Rav, what for? Hilchat ala Mashiach. Om Le'abai, how was I supposed we should throw out the whole Masechta then, huh? Kol shechitas kachim, oh, listen, after all, hilchat ala Mashiach. Ela drosh v'kabel schar, hakinami drosh v'kabel schar. No, it says Rav Achi Kamina Lacha Ilchita Lomali Lishachrina Omali Halacha Kamina Kachel Deko Ravim Ein Chayavin Alayim Mishum Pigol Notar V'Tamei Ve'Hashochatan Bachutz Patur Divrei Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yosi Mechayev Tan Rabban Kachel Deko Ravim Lo Nenin V'Lo Moalin Ve'Ein Chayavin Alayim Mishum Pigol Notar V'Tamei Ve'Ein Osim Tmura Ve'Ein Mevim Nesachim. Aval Korbananim, of course, is Ton Nesachim, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Roe Ani Bechulam Lachmir, Sheneemar Bahem Lashem, it's in the same Pasik, right? Lashem. Bameh Dvorim Amurim, Bekotche Mizbeach, Avokotche Berek Habayit, Moalim Bahem. Lo Neanin, Velo Moalim. Lo Neanin Medrabanan, Velo Moalim, De Gomrino Meila Chet Chet Mitruma. And by Truma it says, B'nei Yisrael, V'lov Deko Chavim. V'en Chayavin Alav Mishum Pigul Notar V'tamei Mai Taima. Da'ati Pigul Avon Avon Minotar. V'ati Notar Chilu Chilu Mituma. U'bituma Achtiv B'nei Yisrael, V'lov Deko Chavim. V'en Osin Tmura Mai Taima. Because remarkably, Yitkish Tmura L'Maser Be'ima. Now we know Maser Be'ima, B'shnei Masrot, is Yitkish L'Maser Dagan. B'baser dagan b'nei Yisrael v'lo avdei kochavim. Wait a minute, davar lamed be'akesh, chozer lamed be'akesh. Yeah, but maser dagan is not chulin. It's akachim, it's chulin. Well, einich alamad yom batar malamed as linan. So over here the malamed is chulin. But if you're going to go batar lamad as linan, so the lamad is kachim. Ma'ik alameima. Elam baser be'ba chova she'in kavu ala zmanu. And by definition, a chova she'in kavu ala zman, Yisrael maitu, of the kochovim lo maitu, because they were never mentioned. Vein mevi in the sachim, ten rabbonim. Ezrach mevi in the sachim, vein ovid kochovim mevi in the sachim. But that's the sachim bifnei atzman. That's a din in the person who's bringing it. Yochol lo te olato tu unan the sachim. Talmud lomar, kacha yeaseh leshor. So, I mean, obviously you're going to have to do this for the animal. Omer Rabbi Yossi, roi ani bechulan lachmir. Then comes along now, Rabbi Shimon again. Even Ali, but Rabbi Shimon, my time. Kasavar ki gamra beila chet chet mitruma daf kedumya de truma de kedisha kedushat aguf ava kedushat berak abayit. Where it's kedushat damim, then it's not telling us limitations on the meila. Lo. Don Rabbanan dam shenitma vezorako b'shogeg urtza b'meizid lo urtza, and that's midrabbanan. Bamed devarim amurim b'yachid ava b'tzibur ben b'shogeg ben b'meizid urtza. But when it comes to avdei kochavim, ben b'shogeg ben b'meizid lo urtza at all. Amru Rabbanan kabeder of Papa. Come on, apparently it's still like Rabbi Yossi, because I mean Rabbi Yossi said it says Lashem. And Bukulana Niroela Achmir, Omalu Rav Papa. Now, in this case, Afilo Temer Rabbi Yossi. Because here it doesn't just say B'nai Yisrael, it says Lahem. Lahem, Velo Lavdei Kochavim. According to that, you could say also that Tumah would only be Nogeh B'nei Yisrael, because it not only says V'yinazru B'kadshe B'nei Yisrael, but it says Asher Heim Magdishim. So Achinami, we know that he does not say that. He holds that Tumah is also applicable to Akum. So you should say Heim V'lo Avdei Kochavim. Elo Amravashi, it's because of the word Liratzon Lahem, not the Lahem. Rabbi Shimon Bechayev on anything that's a dover shetarkan le'achol. But even though we're marabet to be mekabel tuma on etzim levona v'ketoret, there's no chiyav of eating them betuma. Ein chayavin ala mishum tuma, because they're not derech achila. Tan Rabbana, yochol lo yuchayav mishum tuma ela al dover sheyesh lo matirin, just like pigo, bein la adam, bein la mizbeach. And it's a kal v'chomer that that should be true. Because, look, ma pigo, which is with a korban chatas kavua, and it's like any other korban chatas b'yediyah chat, you found out you did it, you bring a korban. Furthermore, there's no place that Torah is matir you to bring pigo to chakvila, lohuter michlolo, ein chayavin alav el adavar sheyesh lo matir bein la adam bein la mizbeach. So certainly tumah, which is not b'chatat kavua, it's with an ola v'yoret, and it's not just finding out, you have to have first the yediya b'tchila, and then the yediya b'sof with ha'alama ben atayim, so you need shtei yediyot, and otherwise you don't bring a korban at all. And there's even places where the Torah is mater tumah straight up. So for sure in a din that it would be chayav davka dover sheyesh lo matirin bein adam bein la mizbeach. So why isn't that true? Talmud lomar, asher heim magdishim li, whatever they're magdish. Yachol miyad, Talmud lomar, yikrav. And as Rebbe Elazar explained, v'chiyesh nogea, what's this yikrav? A nogea is chayav. Elamah, Talmud lomar, yikrav, where the basar was uch sherli kareva katuv medaber. Haketzar, if it had matirin, mishi kavu matirin. If ain't no matirin, mishi kadesh bekli. Anyway, this is all true. Legabe tuma. How do you know it's true about notar minalan? It's the old standby. Notar can always be learned out. Chilo chilo mituma. Yeah, but notar can also be learned out oven oven from pigo. Yeah, but it's mistaver from tuma havele lamelav. Because it's all gezel, it's all a psulaguf, not a psumachshava, and it all not requires zrika, like pigo, that is defined by zrika, and it says in both cases that it's machalo, so therefore they should all be the same. On the contrary, says the Gemara, it's more likely to learn it out from pigo avilela mela, sheken hutar tzitz tahor bizman karav. So that both of them, there's no din of Utra Michlolon, and the tzitz is not meratz on them, and both of them take place in a korban that's tahor. They're both dinim of zman. They're both dinim in the korban as opposed to din in the person who's bringing the korban. And not only that, hani nefishin, there's more of these than there are of gezels. Elamid tani levi, the tani levi, minayin sha'af pepsul zman, the posik that says, is referring to notar as well. Talmud lomar v'lo yechalelu. Lo yechalelu is b'shnei chilulim. And the only other chilo that we know of is kis kodesh Hashem chilel that appears by notar. And therefore, echapsu notar, v'echapsu tuma, says beferish, anything asher heim magdishim li.
Following is the daf from the previous daf Yomi cycle.
Okay, we're holding on daf Mem Hei Omid Aleph, and Zvokim Misrava Josh is ready.
Zvokta Haileke Mishnah.
Kot Sheol Deko Chavim, Ein Chayavim Alei Mishun Pigel Neser Betone. So far we've been discussing the various elements of the type of things in the korban, things that have matirim and don't have matirim that are included in the chiyav of people. And now we're talking about what type of kedesh, who makes the kedesh that can be mechayev in people. So if a goy, we know that a goy is included in the dinim of korbanos because it says ish ish. And the darsh, the extra ish, to include an akum. So we know that they can be native and native korbanos like the Yisrael. It's a machlokas, whether it's after korban ayla, whether all korbanos they can be native and native, because we'll see later on. But in any event, if they will magdish a korban, and the kohen may get made a kegel, or if it was left over and became nasir, or if someone eats it, petuma, the din over there is that there's no chiyav, as we'll see, we learn out from a pasuk, that all of these things, including, it's a machlokas, shvutechutz, asher tov machutz, patur, even shvutechutz, there's no chiyav on, this we'll see in the Gemara what the basis is, even Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi is b'chayav on all of the above, as we'll see, he's referring to, because he holds that all of the dinim that apply to Yisrael, since it's included in Ishish, applies to a ganakov. So the Gemara now wants to go through the limudim. How do we know that an akum is not included in this chiyuv? Turn around. Kotche of dekochavim lo nehenim midrabanan. You cannot be nehene from what would normally be a chiyuv of meila. However, midiraisa lo moali. There's no chiyuv of meila. Ve'in chayavim aleihem mishum pigol neiser v'tomei ve'in asim tmura. Here the Brisa adds also. The dinim, because in the parak in which we're learning it, we're interested specifically in the theumim of pigul meiser v'tomei. We don't get into we've discussed various things that are interrelated, which include shvutechutz, which we had earlier. But some of the things in the braisa have not been included in the Mishnah. So we also did discuss mi'ila, we didn't discuss timura, we didn't discuss the dinim of the sachim. So the braisa expands. Einos in timura, ve'en ve'vi'in in the sachim. They cannot bring a korban of nesachim. We already saw that it's possible to have a korban nesachim if they ask somebody is neider in minchas nesachim. They cannot be neider in minchas nesachim. Aval korbanan ta'un nesachim. However, the korban that they bring does require nesachim with it. So if they send money to pay for nesachim, it's good. If not, we'll see later on, this is my bezdin, that the bezdin pays for the nesachim of the korban that an akum brings. Dibur Rebbe Shimon, referring back to all of the things. Om Rebbe Yasi, Ro'e Ani B'chulan Lahachmir. You could sit at the table because we're missing a number of people during the summer, so we have to sit. Says Rebbe Yasi, I believe that in all of these cases, we should be Machmir, to be Mechayev and Akum as well. Because after all, in the pasuk in which we're marbe an akum for bringing a korban, where it says ish ish we base Yisrael, it's a shekel korban lashem, which means that all of the dinim of lashem, anything that is miyukud, including meila and tigul and neiser and tamei shkutas chutz and so on, applies also to anyone mentioned in the pasuk. So since the ish ish is the reason that we include an akum, how can we exclude him from these other things? Bamed Varmamurim, referring back now to the Tanakhama, who holds that there's no Me'ilah, or the Rabbi Shimon holds that there's no Me'ilah. Bamed Varmamurim, where do I say there's no Me'ilah? That the Kachim is Be'ah. About the Kachim Berek Abai Ismali Ben Ameida, that since the only marker for the din of being exclusive to Yisrael by Me'ilah, as we'll see later, is Dafka Kedushas Haguf. So there's no reason to be memayit and akum from kotshei berek habayis. If a goy donates something to the Beis HaMikdash, that's not a korban. Over there, there's certainly going to be me'ila, even according to Rabbi Shimon. So let's go through now the cases one by one that the Braisa brings. First of all, we said the gabi me'ila, lo ne'anim v'lo mo'alim, which means lo ne'anim b'rabanan, but lo mo'alim, the Rabbonin asked us to be nene from something which is Kodesh, even though it's a source of Kedusha, HaMizbeach was the Akum. However, Midiraisa, there's no Chiyav of Me'ilah, so you don't bring a Korban Me'ilah and so on, and it obviously, that the Rabbonin can't be Mechayev. The reason for this is the Gomar Me'ilah Chet Chet Mitruma, a famous drasha, just like it says by Me'ilah, it says the Lashon of the Chata'a Bishkaga, and by Truma it uses the Lashon of Lo Yisu Alav Chet. So that lashon of chet is exereshava to tell me that it has the same dinim as truma. Ube truma ksiv bnei Yisrael. By truma it specifies bedavka bnei Yisrael because it says v'lo yichalul eskotshe bnei Yisrael. What does that say? Eskotshe bnei Yisrael. The pshat is Dafka Kachim that come from Bnei Yisrael. There are other Kachim, the Kachim of Akum. So the Torah, the Dafka wants to tell us that the din of Me'ila, the Lo Yechalavu, which I learn out now from Truma, is limited to Kachim Bnei Yisrael. Ve'ent chayavim aleihem mishum figol neisim v'tameh. My time, how do I know? Now, Pigal Nais V'Tameh. Well, first of all, Pigal, I know that Pigal, I always learn out Ovain, Ovain from Neisser, as we've seen many times. Neisser, I learn out Chilol, Chilol, Mituma. Even though this is Gzera Shavan, it's learning from another Gzera Shavan, and so on. Tesfos already pointed out earlier, the last time we had this, that the din of Ein Lamedim Lomad Min HaLomad does not apply to Gezerah Shavah. Later on, the Gemara is going to discuss it and prove it and so on. But as Tosafot points out, it's clear all along to the Gemara because we're doing this all the time. The Oven Oven and Chilo Chilo, we've done many times. So that means that we learn out ultimately all of the elements from Tumah. And by Tumah, it says Beferish, but Tumah Ksiv, Bnei Yisrael. The logo, they go Chavah. But there, the whole din of Tumah says by Yinazru. Mikatshei b'nei Yisrael. Again, it's an opening pasuk that introduces the idea of tuma, and it says it in a very general way. It's an introduction that seems to imply that the halakhas of tuma that are about to be discussed, mishish b'zeraharon, and so on, are limited to the nazar mikatshei b'nei Yisrael dafka, which means that all of these didn't apply. Over there, it's talking about tuma sabruf and fikulin, asher yakriv. So there, it's a din in Bnei Yisrael's Kedusha and not in Ayyubay Kechot. The Enos in Temura, my time, huh? Now you're already running into a problem because the basis of this limud is a Hekesh. And a Hekesh is a Lomad. An Ein Lamedim Lomad and a Lomad. So we're going to run into some trouble with this. Since Temura is Ishkush, Lamaisa Behema, the whole din of Temura, it says Beferish in the concept of Meiser. A very strange interrelationship. It says Vayahu Tmurasa Gufa by Meiser, which doesn't seem to be related to Tmura. So it means that the Torah relates the din of Meiser to the din of Tmura. And we know, even though it doesn't say by Meiser, Behemah Mefurish, that it's a din in Yisrael, but we know that the Torah compares also with the Hekesh Meiser Behemah to Meiser Dogon, because it is Aser to Aser. And we always darshan aser to aser b'shnei ma'asot ha'katuv m'daber to tell us one of them is ma'aser dogan, one of them is ma'aser behem, but l'gabe kamadinim. So this is one of them. Just like by ma'aser dogan, it says b'perish in the Torah, b'nei Yisrael, and that means lo oveko chagim, the same thing must apply, therefore, to ma'aser behem. Once it applies to ma'aser behem, I now know that it applies to Temura. That tells us that the halacha of the whole din of Temura and the whole is dependent on where there be a din of Meiser, and there's no din of Meiser on the behemah of an Akum. Asks the Gemara, but wait a minute. Now we're using a Hekesh, but first we're going to compare Temura to Meiser, and then we're going to compare Meiser to Dagon. Meiser behemah to Meiser Dagon. That's two stages of Limudim, and the Klal is by Kachim. Can you learn out by crutching something that I learned out from a Hekesh to now make it a source of halacha to teach us about something else by Hekesh? In general, as we've seen many times, there's two basic dinim in which all limudim by crutching are different from all limudim by chulin. One of them is that by chulin, where the Torah tells you a halacha, unless you know otherwise, it's ma'akeh. This is the din. Then we're going to argue, maybe it's only with Hatkila, not for the Eved. It says to do it. There's no other way to do it. That's fair. By Kachim, it's not that way. We know that either we have to have an indication of the pasuk, such as Chuka, or Kocha, or Yehei, or we need a doubling of the tzibur. So then we would say, Shona lova katuv la'akev. The Torah repeats to tell me that there's a din of ikuva, that even the Abad, it's possible, whereas by Chulin, of course, that's not the case. And the other strange, specialized halacha legabe kodesh, that having defined something with certain limudim, the Gemara goes through whether it includes kavah chomer, it includes hereshava, it includes hekesh, as we'll see very soon. But certainly hekesh, something learned from a hekesh, a davar alomad min alomad, doesn't work. In other words, having established something by a hekesh, you can't now use that as the source of halacha to establish something else. And this again is a din that's miyuchad to kachin. Now what's specific about kachin, of course, that makes it different than anything else, is that the nature of kachin is a relationship as opposed to a definition. So in other words, all the dinim in the Torah define something. But when it comes to kachin, I can view it as being an act of ratzin, correct? That's all I constantly repeat in the Torah, the ritzinim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us his desire. Because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring a gift. So we want to be makri. He's telling us a desire doesn't necessarily mean that this is the only way to do it. It means this is the way that I would like it. To come to be meratze. To me, this is the way to be meratze yourselves. That doesn't mean that the carbon is not a carbon, if I bring it another way. So man, I need an indication that no, this is definitive. So the word chuka is definitive. This is the way it is. It's a chok. Or the word yehei is an existential word. This is the way it is. So yeah, there is no other way to do it. But unless I indicate that, then I don't have a right to say that it's ma'akev the korban. It may be ma'akev element of ritzui of the korban, but not the korban. Just like we saw at the beginning of the Masechta, that it's possible to have a korban that is not meratzah for the violin. So the violin has to bring another korban. That's the whole opening. But the carbon itself is a kosher carbon. And the same thing is true l'gabi lavan min halama, because when you have a limud in the rest of the Torah, again, those limudim are viewed as defining a reality. This is what the thing is. Once I know that it's true about A, and I said something that A equals B, so then obviously if C equals B, it equals S, and then it's all the same. But if it's talking about a carbon, where over there it's a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzon rather than what a carbon is, so then again, I can't take it as a mocker just because it's said here, this is compared to it, doesn't mean that I'm ready to say that all the third thing is the same. Because again, we're not talking about definitions. So if that's the case, how can I learn out the halakha of Tmura from the dinim of Ma'aser Behema, which in turn are learned out from Ma'aser Daga, if now I'm using a hekesh to learn out from a hekesh? Answers the Gemara, well, what's the problem? Ma'aser Daga is not Kedesh, Ma'aser Dagan is Chorin. So ultimately the limud is coming back to a limud from Chorin, not a limud from Kedesh. So Ma'aser Dagan Chorin, who, if it's Chorin, so it's not learning a lamad min a lamad by Kutchin. And everywhere else in the Torah, of course, I can do such a thing. The only problem is that there's a machlokas, as we'll see later, as to what defines the subject matter. What is being learned out, or what is it learning from? If you go according to Mandi Omar, it says later on that which defines Lamad bin Alamad is the original source. And if the original source is Chulin, then there's no problem of Lamad bin Alamad. So in fact, then it would work out, because since Ma'aser Dagan, which is the mocker of the din, that it's B'nai Yisrael and not Akum, is a Chulin Halacha, so I can learn out Kutchin from that Chulin Halacha and continue on learning out another din of kachin, namely tmura, out of meisim. Ela lamad yamar basa lamadas din mashenkin. If you go point to Mandi Yamar, who says what defines the question of lamad bin alamad is what is being learned to, not what is being learned from. So then, what's the difference whether meisim dagan is fulin? Even though meisim dagan is fulin, but tmura is kodesh, and I'm learning out now tmura from meisim beema, and only then I'm going to fulin. But I've already been stumped. By the fact that I'm learning it out to a Darvish of Kodesh. Dogan? There's no Kedusha on Ma'aser Dagan.
Doesn't Ma'aser include
Tumah? No.
Doesn't.
Ma'aser use the Chalik of the Lady? Yeah, that's completely cool. The B'Shnei Ma'aser, HaKasim Adaber, is talking about Ma'aser Dagan at his schooling. Not Tumah, it's all different parshim. Says the Gemara, you're right. We don't need Hekesh in this way. It's very simple. Tumura is compared to Ma'aser Behema, correct? Ma'aser Behema, it's a given that it doesn't include Akram. I don't even need to learn out Ma'aser Behema from Ma'aser Dagan. Because since Ma'aser Behema is a Chovah She'en Kavua Lazman, and a Chovah She'en Kavua Lazman, then for sure Yisrael Ma'aser of the Kochavim lo Ma'aser. There's no involvement of an akum on any chayva she'en kavua lazman. Now the truth is a little bit misleading, because there's no involvement of an akum in any chobah. It's not only whether it has a kviyazman or doesn't have a kviyazman.
The only place where we learn out ish is in the Parsha of Dorim v'Nedavos. There's no way that an Akum would be included in bringing a Korban Chatas or a Korban Osham or a Korban Pesach, obviously, or any Korban, even if it is an Eila for that matter, or a Shlomit, if it's being brought for, let's say, a Chagiga, then it's something that's coming now, which is part of the Kiyazman. The reason that the Gemara stresses over here that it's Dafka Shaloka Bualezman is because this way we include entire types of Korbanos, you see. Chayva She'en Kavua Lozban is specifically things such as a Korban Meiser, or a Korban Asham, or a Korban Chatos, or whatever. In that, there's never an Akum involved. It's very easy for us to put it that way. Once I start talking about a Chayva Biflal, then people get confused, even though it's true. Because after all, there could be a Chayva She'Kavua Lozban, such as an Eilas Riyah. A guy does bring an Eilas, but he would have to bring it some as an Nedava, you see. So in order to make it clear that we're talking about this entire body of Korbanos, which Akum Bichlal has no Shaykhus, then we say it in this way, and it makes it much sharper. But it isn't really limited to Kavua Lizman. But in any of that, one thing is for sure, the Torah was never marva an Akum for something that is not above the net of an Nedava. And a Meister is not above the net of an Nedava. A Meister is a Kiyah. When you have 10 animals in your Eder, so you take one out from Meister. Good, so an Akum is not included in that. Whether I learn it out from Meister Dov, and an Akum is not included in it. Mele is not included in the din of Tumura either. The next thing that the Mishnah said was, Ein Mevi'im Nisachim. Tan Rabban, how do we know that an Akum is a Mevi'im Nisachim? Because it says, Kol ha'ezrach ya'aseh kacha. And an Ezrach stresses, Dafka and Ezrach mean Dafka Echem in Mei Yisrael, Ezrach may be Nisachim. Ve'in ha'oved kochavim may be Nisachim. So that means that there's no chiyuv of Nisachim, but this Lashon of Ezrach is used to tell me elsewhere that if somebody wants to bring, as an Ezrach, he wants to bring Nisachim, not as somebody who's chayav because he's bringing a korban. He can bring Nisachim on their own. And there exists a korban called the korban Mechas Nisachim. It's from that that an Akum is Memu'at over here. You might think that Kol HaEzrach also is Memu'at him from the Etzem Din of the Nesachim that are brought together with the Korbanos that are mentioned. So that if you bring a Shor, you have to bring the Shloish HaSronim, so on and so forth. Talmud Lomar, therefore, the Torah stresses, Kacha, Dafka. So in other words, I know, Kacha means Kacha Yaseh L'Shor, Kacha Yaseh L'Ksavim, and so on. That's something that has to be done. That's definitive, Mimela. If he brings a carbon, sends a carbon, we, as Beis Din, are going to have to bring it for him with Nisachim. Who pays? We'd like him to pay. Obviously. But if he doesn't pay, he doesn't send the money for the Nisachim, we can't force it to, because he doesn't have the fee to bring Nisachim. We have the fee that the carbon is brought. So Mimela Beis Din makes it tonight that we use Sibur money to pay for the Nisachim of an Akum when necessary. Omer Rabbi Yossi says, I disagree with the entire set of limudim here that excludes Akum from any of the above. Bekulam amir o'elah achmir. Bamed v'amurim b'kachem izbeach. And then we go on to say kachem izbeach. Now, why is it that there's a difference between kachem izbeach and kachem izbeach abayas and leave it to Rabbi Shimon when it comes to Me'ilah? Why is he made that there's no mute of Me'ilah from Akum when it comes to Kachi Vedek Abayis, my timer? Kasava ki gamra mi'ilah chet chet mitruma. What was the whole reason that we excluded an Akum from the dinim of mi'ilah? We ended up saying it's because of the b'chata'a b'shkaga that appears in the pasuk of mi'ilah, and we learned that from the yisal of chet. But that only makes sense when it's on the same topic. It's got to be on the same page. So we're learning it from Dafka Yumya de Truma. Only things that are similar to Truma being compared to Truma. Truma is Kadesh be Kedushas Haguf. Truma is something that has Kedusha on it. So Memela, that which has Kedusha on it, Kedushas Haguf, Hinachinami, a goy is not included in it. Aval Kedushat Berek Abayi, which is not a Kedushas Haguf like Truma is, it's a Kedusha Dafka Nedomim, that the Nedomim belongs to Hagdash. Look, the Torah was never memayat and akum from the dinim of Me'ila when it comes to Kedushas Perek HaBayis. I must tell you, we're not learning the Sugya Me'ila right now, so we'll go into it in detail. But there is a serious problem here, in that the entire Iser, in terms of the Azhora, remember the Torah is only Manish when there's an Azhora, the entire Azhora of Me'ila is learned from Truma anyway. That's the Mokar of the Iser of Me'ila, not the carbon of Me'ila and so on. So, I mean, the question is, we seem to be running around in circles, as Tosis points out. I mean, so where do we get the Iser from that applies to the Akum? That if the only marker for the Iser is Truma, we're saying that the Truma, we're only going to exclude the Akum than those things which are similar to Truma, which is Kedushas Aguf. So then how do we declare the right Iser for a Kedushas Perek HaBayis? Okay, but this is a Me'ila Sugya. But let's remember it for when we get to Me'ila Mizrach. Turn around, buddy. Dam shenitma vizorko. If someone was zerek dam that was tomei, bishogeg hurtza, but we know that the tzitz is meratze on dam that is tomei, but the mazid lo hurtza. Midarabon, the truth is that tzitz works under any and all circumstances. It doesn't matter whether it's bemazid, whether it's bishogeg. However, if it's bemazid, midarabonim find the individual that he should not be able to use the meat of the korban. That's not to say that lo hurtza means literally that he has to bring another korban. The Rabbana can't do that. The Rabbana can't say, go bring chulin into the azara and bring him the korban when you're not going to put you in the korban. However, they can treat it as if it was lo hurtza. So in other words, we're not makir the meat to go and eat it. Bamed varim amurim, when do we make this knas? Dakana yochi. Abu Bitsibur, when it comes to the Tzibur, the Rabbanim did not hassle their carbon. There, Bain Bishege, Bain the Mazid Hurtza, and the Ritzoy applies to the Basar. But, when it comes to Ivdikar Chavim, it's the opposite. Bain Bishege, Bain the Mazid, it's actually low Hurtza. So that when it comes, there's no Ritzoy of the Tzit at all, and the carbon is not a kosher carbon when it comes to an aqua. They sent it over to Rav Papa, thinking, Keman, that who is it going according to this Maimer? It's Dafke Delok Rav Yossi. It can't be working out according to Rav Yossi, because Rav Yossi said that since the Mokar of a Goyis Kedusha is Ish, that means that it gives him exactly the same halachas, La Hashem, as a Jew's carbon is. Because according to Rav Yossi, I'm a bekulan aniro elachmir, and if that's the case, why wouldn't the tzitz also be meratza on the carbon of an akum? Amar Rav Papa told the rabbanan, you're making a mistake. When it comes to this issue, afilu tamer Rav Yossi himself would be made. Why? Because here it's different. Shani osim domar kol lahem v'lo lo v'deko kavim, since it says the Ratzon Lahem by the Tzitz. So Lahem, who is the Tzitz being given? Well, for them, for Bnei Yisrael, and not for the Yaakov. Says the Gemara, what's that? And it says you could say the same thing about every one of these Limudim. Every one of these Limudim said something that indicated that it applies Dafka to Bnei Yisrael, right? Okay, if he knows when we catch Bnei Yisrael, Shehem Akrivibabe, everything, it always keeps talking about Haim, Bnei Yisrael, Badakra. And Rabbi Yossi said, Akal Pitein. If you take a look in the Pasuk, that's Marva the Akal, it says Ish Ish. In the same Pasuk of Ish Ish, it says Bnei Yisrael. Nonetheless, it says Lashem, and the Ish Ish is referring to Lashem directly. So why is this possibly more of a Mios of Akal than everything else? The whole point of Rav Yossi is that we should ignore these miyutim because of the Lashem that's marred them to all dinim Lashem in the opening pasuk. So I don't understand why would this be different according to Rav Yossi? Elameyata asher heim magdishim li. You're going to say also the same thing, heim? Velo avdei kochavim? You could say that the whole introduction of the Yenazruni kachay v'nei Yisrael asher heim magdishim li, if the word heim to you means a miut from Akum, so you should be mamayat Akum from Tuma. Rabbi Yosef Adapka says, "Bekulan amiray alach." Elam Rav Ashi, the point isn't lahem v'lo lo v'gachavim. The point is l'ratzon lahem. That's the idea. There's an issue over here of ritzui. The point here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not misratzeh to Akum. The whole nature of the bris, that there should be a ritzui, there should be a personal relationship, is by the definition, is B'nai Yisrael. It's not shayach to apply concepts of l'ratzon lahem. It's the whole meaning of the tzitz, that it should apply to an Akum. It makes no sense to apply it to an Akum. It's not that we're being mamayit from the word lahem. It's conceptually inappropriate. So Mamela, things that have to do with the pure technicality of whether the Akum is included in Hinami, Rabbi Yossi says, the La Hashem means dinim apply across the board. Anything that's La Hashem is true by Akum as well. But anything that's Lahem, the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes out of his way to be Meratzeh Korban for them, why should that apply to an Akum? Well, last episode we should even think it applies to an Akum. No, there's elements of ritzui in anything. In anything. And Oilas Nadav is also Murat. As we say, Moshe Lamad over Daima. Somebody should bring an Oilas, he's being Murat as a gift, so to speak. Amen. Now that we've discussed a whole list of issues in terms of Pigel, so we talked about the Kemetz and about the Levina and about the Keteres and the Mitzvah Tzachim and the Mitzvah Tzachim and the Mitzvah Tzachim and Mashiach, all of those elements, whether they have material, they don't have material. And then we went on to discuss what type of Korbanos, which led us also now out of Pigel a little bit, even though the whole parak began with the discussion of the concepts of Pigel, into Neisser and Tuma, because that was Negea Akum. Now, we'd like to know, what about the parts, let's go back to the parts of the carbon, you see. We were Mamayat, which parts of the carbon not Shaykh to Pigel. Then we were Mamayat, what type of carbon is not Shaykh to Pigel, Neisser and Tuma. Now let's go back to be discussing which parts of the carbon are included in Neisser and Tuma, even though they're not included in Pigel. Therefore, this is the Mishnah. Those things that we mentioned earlier, that they're not included in the Chiyuv of Pigel because they don't have Matirin, and we learn that from Shlomim, only those things that have Matirin, either to the Mizbeach or to Adam, and the Basar will be Nitar Ba'akila, or that the Emurim will be Nitarim in order to be brought out Gabeah Mizbeach, only those things have a Chiyuv of Pigel to be Machayim Koris, to be Machayim Korban, but anything, even the Kemetz and the Keteres and so on, you would be chayev alehem mishum daiser u mishum tameh. There's only one thing that you're not chayev on. Chutz min hadam. You would not be chayev daiser and tuma on dam, on achilas dam, in the same way that you won't be chayev pigo, but for a different reason, as we'll see. Now, the correct gears over here is numi Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon was saying, Parshatar Numi is saying in a way that was difficult to hear. Some learned that he was on his deathbed when he said this. So Numi Rabbi Shimon, the dover shedarkan laecho. This is true, but it's not true in the way that you said it. Because you said anything. Anything would include even, let's say, 18. Because remember, we have a posuk, we're going to discuss this later, we have a posuk that discusses the din of Eitzim to be marba, even things that are normally not royal achila, but kodesh, is a concept of chibas hakodesh, gives us a din of achila. But Rabbi Shimon says those things that are generally not eaten, so Eitzim are not eaten, levena is not edible, frankincense you don't eat, smell it. Keteres also is not edible. So if you would eat those things that are generally not considered to be edible, you will not be chayav mishum neiser mishum tuma any more than for people. Nei chayokim alav mishum tuma. Tan rabban. Yachol lo yehu chayav mishum tuma alav davar sheyesh lo matirin bein adam bein lemizbeach. You might think that in the same way there's no chayav of pigel, there's also no chayav of tuma. It's something that does not have matirin. There's no chayav on, not only on Pigel, but there's no chayav on Tumah. And you would say this based on the imminently clear logic. You would say like this, Umat Pigo, when it comes to the tremendous Chumrah of Pigo, which is the Kaviyah, first of all, Pigo demands a korban chatas kavua like any other chatas. A kisper, a seira, there's no napkamina, whether you're rich or whether you're poor, it's not a korban oil of the yare. It's a makai of everyone in the same way. And Pigo is biyadia achat. Pigo is a perfectly good model for general dinim of shgogas. You don't need to have known the chatchila and then have forgotten, and it's like anything else. Somebody's Bakal Shabbos, Bishagag, he didn't know, whatever it is, he didn't know. When he finds out, he brings him into a pigle. He never heard of pigle, he had no idea it was kaidah, but that's no difference. The guy eats pigle, he finds out that he ate pigle, Bishagag, he brings a carb. Furthermore, pigle is never kosher. There's no time where the Torah says, all right, for today we'll forget about pigle. And nonetheless, in chayavin alam, there is no chiyuv on those things which do not have matirin, the whole list that we had in the Mishnah earlier. So in chayavin lavela adavar sheyesh lo matirin bein adam beinu mizbeah. So tuma, which is nowhere near as chomer, first of all, you don't bring a normal carbon on tuma. You bring a carbon out of the area, which depends how much you can afford. And furthermore, tuma requires shteyedios, which is really weird. You had to know first that you were Tameh and that what you're doing is Aser, that this is Kadesh. Then you had to forget, and then you had to find out. That's a very strange halakha, otherwise you're not Chayav. And not only that, there are times when the Torah says, why don't we just forget about Tumah today? Let's say if you have a Tzibur, so Tumah is what you're going to call. So certainly these are tremendous kulas. So if Pigel, which is relatively so much more chomer, is chayev only where it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's a kosh bein tuma eino din sheino chayev el al davar sheyesh lo matirin bein la adam bein la mizbeach. It's not obvious to you that the only way that you'd be chayev is on those things that you would be chayev on pigo. Therefore, comes along the Torah to say that no Talmud lomar asher heim magdishim li. Anything which is kodesh, remember this was said by the pasuk of Daber ben Nazru mikachei v'nei yisol asherim magdishim li, which again is a pasuk that doesn't seem to say anything in the Nazru, because everything is mentioned afterwards, but it's an introductory pasuk that defines the nature of the subject matter. So since it says asherim magdishim li, means anything which is kodesh v'nazru mikachei. V'nazru mikachei means to keep yourself away when you are tameh. And therefore it includes all things, even she'in lehem matiri. Yochol miyad, you might think that this means that you are chayev on it if you eat something. Because, I mean, it doesn't matter whether they have matirin. So if it doesn't have matirin, so what's the difference whether it was already ready to be brought on mizbeach? At a moment that somebody says, this thing is an eila, if I go ahead now and I eat it, without doing any of the things that make it roy to be brought in the mizbeah, I should be chayav estuma. Talmud lomar asher yikrav. Since it says then asher yikrav mikol zarachem, so it starts off after telling me the nazru mikachiv and it's all asher heimak tishim li. It then goes in and says ish mizera aaron asher yikrav. Now what does asher yikrav mean? Not Talmud Lomar Yikrav. What is it supposed to be? The Chiyomer Rabbi Elazar, the Chiyesh Nogeya Shul Chayav. But what does that mean? Asher Yikrav seems to say that if somebody Tameh goes over and touches a korban, so now he's going to be Chayav Kars. Is that possible? The Chiyesh Nogeya Shul Chayav. We know that it says Beferish right after this. That it talks about Asher Yochal. Well, how does Asher Yikrav mean that it's coming close to it? Elamata Maloma Yikrav. Yikrav isn't referring to the Kohen. Yikrav is referring to the carbon. Asher Yikrav means in the sense of Yikarev. That it's Behukshar Habasar. Yikarev HaKatuv Medaber. Something that is ready now to be put on the Mizbeach. I did what I needed to do in order for it to be ro'ui, whether it's for the mizbeach, whether it's for the person. There is where there's an iser of eating it betuma. So, bohukshar basar likarev akatum medaber, what the Torah is talking about is what type of klatchim, Karchim, where you did what you needed to do, namely, if it's Davash Yeshua Matir in case of Yeshua Matir, let's say something like Basar. So Basar requires Dam. The Dam is the Matir. The only time that there's a Fiyav is Mishi Rabu Matirav, when you brought the Dam. Let's say if it's something that does not have Matirin, say it's like a Minchas Kayanim. So what makes it royally correct? Mishi Kachubikli. So in that case, somebody who goes ahead before Kiddush Kli and eats Betumah, the mincha that was Hukdash, he's not going to become chayiv. But once was already put in the Kli, and there's no kmitza that's going to be separated because it's a minchas kayin, so over there's no matirin. So at the moment it's put in the Kli, it's royal to be put on the mizbeach. Therefore, he's not going to be chayiv as tumah. So if it's a davish yeshua matirin, you need to bring the matirin. But if it's a davish yeshua matirin, so the moment that it's kedushas aguf because it had kedush kli, so you're chayav. But meanwhile, you see that the kedush kli is certainly not that there's no matirin there, but that's enough to be mechayav. So there's no limit of davka something yeshua matirin that only that is a chiyav of tuma. So asher yigrav, anything at all once it's royally yikarei. Okay, that's tuma. You know, Zulmi Kachavan Yisrael is a din, specifically in Tumah. You said that this is true also of Noser. So how do you know Noser? Noser Minolam, because if I'm Noser, I should be able to learn it from people. But no, Noser also Chilo Chilo Mitumah. We saw already before that we learn out Noser from Tumah, so that's what I'm doing here. In both cases it says, Lo Yechalalu Kachavan Yisrael. So the Lashon of Chilul is enough to tell me that they're nice. Wait a minute. But all along we had a different Gezeira Shava of Avain Avain. Remember, we kept learning out nicer out of Pigo. Doesn't it make more sense to learn nicer out of Pigo? So Leilev Avain Avain mi Pigo says to him, well, you're right. Here it's an interesting thing. We have a toss-up. We can learn it either from Tuma or we can learn it from Pigo. It makes much more sense. We ought to learn it out of Tuma and not out of Pigo. You know why? She came Gezel Simen. Simen, to remember how they're similar, Noser and Tuma are much more similar than Noser and Pigo. Why is that? Because first of all, both of them are Gimels. That's the Gimel of the Gezel. Meaning both of them are Apsul in Apsul Haguf. Whereas Pigo, there's nothing you can detect, there's nothing that happens, it's only in the Makshav of the coin that something is changed. So Mimela makes sense that we should compare the two things that are Psilaguf to each other. Furthermore, both of them are Zions, meaning that both of them are not dependent on Zrika. Pigo is created by the Zrika Sadam. That's not the case of Tuma, and that's not the case of Noser. So Noser and Tuma are much more similar. They're not, they don't need to be involved in the Zrika. And both of them are Lamids. Now the question is, what makes them both Lamids? The Rashi says they're both called Lamids because of both of them it says the Lashon of Chilo. Right? That was good for the Gzeira Shava of Chilo. Tosa says that is very strange. I mean, yeah, and I'm sure it's strange to you too. I mean, we started with the question whether we should learn Chilul Chilul or whether we should learn Avon Avon. So what are you going to tell me now? One of the things that are similar is the Chilul Chilul. And you can go by the other case and say they're more similar because of Avon Avon, which, by the way, the Gemara does not do. So therefore, Teshi says it doesn't make sense to say that the Lamed is Chilul. Come on. So he learns the Pshat is the Lamed stands for Kulay, meaning that Pigo, by definition, is an all-or-nothing issue. Either the carbon is Pigo entirely, or it's not Pigo entirely. When it comes to Tuma, it's not a function of the whole carbon. Whatever is tummy is tummy. Whatever isn't tummy isn't tummy. It's time to get true about nicer. Whatever was left over is nicer. Whatever wasn't left over is nicer. It's no effect on the carbon as a whole.
It doesn't spread and it would be just one layer.
Yeah, but it does. But it's not in the carbon. So then it could be separated. Pigo can't, the concept of separation is impossible for Pigo. Pigo means the nature of the carbon. So, and that is a very fundamental similarity. Because Pigo is a tool in the carbon, the qua carbon. which is not the case of Neisr and Tumah. So the middle makes more sense to compare Neisr and Tumah to each other, rather than to go now and try to compare Neisr to the Tumah. This is how Tosfos thinks. Says the Gemara, well, I could look at it just the opposite. Adarav, I could say, it makes more sense to compare Neisr and Tumah than to compare Neisr and Tumah. Because after all, chicane. Now over here we didn't come up with a nice simon, so we have to just remember the sentence as a simon. Notar tzitz tahor bizman karat. That means something or other. So what's the it should say hutar actually, not nicer, because that sounds like nicer. It's a nutar, really means hutar. So hutar tzitz tahor. What's the trap? Hutar tzitz tahor. Well, we know that Noser and Pigol, as we saw before, there's no Huter Mithloa. There's no time that the Torah will say, okay, let's just ignore Noser and Pigol. But there is a time that we do ignore Tumah, so it makes more sense to compare Noser and Pigol. Furthermore, there's no din of a tzitz. When it comes to Tumah, you have a special halacha where the tzitz is Maratza, even though you did it wrong, and the tzitz is Beferish, not Maratza, Noser and Pigol. So it makes more sense for Neisr and Pigol to be compared than to go ahead now and start comparing Neisr and Tumah where there's no concept of Ritzvitz. It says Beferish lo yeratze. So I want to try to talk about Ritzvitz. So that can't be. Furthermore, Bizman, there's also another issue over here in that you're not talking about by Tumah anything that has to do with Zman. Whereas when you're talking about Neisr and Pigol, both of them are time functions. Neisr is essentially the same as Pigol, except that Pigol is the thought of doing something out of its Zman, and Neisr is the reality of having something out of its Zman, right? So they're very, very similar. A person has the Machshava to eat the Basar Chutz L'Zmana, and Neisr is where the Basar actually is Chutz L'Zmana. Okay, so that means both of them are Zman orientations, plus the Tumah, which has absolutely nothing to do with Zman at all. And not only that, but it's also karav, meaning both of them are psulim in what is being brought. The korban is the problem. By Tumah, the kohen is the problem in the case of Tumas Haguf. Okay, there's no such similarity in Neisr and Pigol. Tumah, you can have a perfectly kosher korban and a problematic kohen. Neisr and Pigol, you can't have a kosher korban and a problematic kohen, you see. So doesn't it make more sense to compare Noser to Pigol than to compare Noser to Tumah?
Because the Kohen is important.
Yeah, but not the Psul in the Kohen. But Tumah, the Kohen can be the possible thing and the Kohen can be the kosher thing. That's not the Ani Nefishin. There's a lot more of those than there are of Zmans. There's only three issues when it comes to the Zman. You'll notice that it left out the Ovayin Ovayin, which is what Tosfos Tain is. If we're including Chilul Chilul as one of the three in Zman, like Rashi learns that the Lamed stands for Chilul Chilul, well, what happened to both of them? It says Ovayin. Would have made it. Here you've got six. You've got three. And over here you've got five. You should have six against three, the way Rashi's learning. You see, because we're adding up. It's saying Hanas Nefishim. Element of Tani Lady. The difference really over here, the reason we're comparing it to Tumah and not to Pigol, is as Levi learns in the Brice. It's only Levi. Minayin she'af upsul zman hakosuf medanim. How do we know that when it says v'yinazru mikachei v'nei Yisrael, it's not only referring to Tumah, it's referring also to psul of zman, namely of Nosa. Because Talmud lomar, the lo yechalalu shem kachi. This kachi of an Esau's mistake. It's the wrong person. The lo yechalalu shem kachi, asher heim magdishim li. This the lo yechalalu instead of the lo yechalu is b'shnei chilulim hakos of medabe. The Torah is referring to two things that are included in the v'yinazru. Echad is psul neisa. So one of them, the Torah must be referring to neisa because Neisr is where it uses the lashon of Kilo. It says ki es kadosh Hashem Yisrael. So why is it saying over here v'lo yechal, as if we know what that's in reference to? So it's saying two things. It's saying the Tumah, the dinner of Tumah that I'm about to introduce will be meifel the korban, But it's also a remez, the Yonazu, they should be careful about being mechalel the way that we had by Nisan, which I had earlier, because over there it says, Kedesh Hashem, Chileo. So therefore, Asher Heim Magdishim Li would now be inclusive both of the dinim of Tumah, Echad Psul of Nisan, the Echad Psul of Tumah, both of the dinim of Tumah and Psul of Nisan. Thank you.